This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about the Lagunitas preview party, and we let you know about a couple events happening this weekend, including the Delilah's Vintage Beer Festival and Rock Bottom Polar Beer Fest. All that and more on this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. And welcome back to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Nick White.
Yeah, and we're here to talk about all the craft beer events happening in and around Chicago. Oh, they don't even have to be craft beer. They could be cider. They could be regular beer.
Just stuff going on.
Drinking events in Chicago, right?
It could be bourbon. It could be whiskey.
All right, yeah. And as usual, we're drinking Chicago beer on the show. And today we have some Goose Island 10 Hills.
Right on. So this is a limited release. This is the 10 Hills Pale Ale. So this is part of their series of 10 Hills beers. And, you know, for you guys who don't know, they've got this farm in Idaho.
Yeah,
they got this farm in Idaho. And, you know, they're growing any kind of hops they want on this farm. So this beer is going to be the first in a series. And this is the hops that grew on the first 10 Hills of the farm. Thus the name, you know, 10 Hills Pale Ale. So...
And it's tasty. It's been out for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months now, maybe?
Yeah. This is right up there with, like, IPA for them, of the stuff that I like. The stuff that you can find in 6-packs, 12-packs.
Uh-huh.
I like this a lot. And, they're switching things up, man. So they're coming with, a red pale ale.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and then that new 312 is also a pale ale.
Right.
This is a pale ale. They're flooding the market with pale ales now, right?
Oh, crazy. And I think Illinois is coming in the next series of this 10 Hills, I guess, series. And I think a couple other IPAs are coming out as well. But yeah, it'll be all hops from this farm.
Yeah, it's good to see them mix it up, man. So no more summertime, no more mild winter. They're going to take the approach of just introducing new brands over the years, which is nice. You know, we're seeing the same thing from Half Acre. They turned down the volume on, like, Gossamer and... Overill, and they're focusing on more seasonal stuff.
Yeah, very cool. And yeah, I think this is just a great beer to pick up and enjoy. And I think it's only limited release, so I wish it was summertime when I'm drinking this, but it's still cold and snowy.
Yeah, just wishful thinking drinking this beer. But it's very pleasant. I like this beer a lot.
Cool. Well, should we get into this past week? Because we have a huge event to talk about.
So. Yeah, man. So... Lagunitas is here.
Right.
The not so dry run. So this was last Wednesday. No, last Tuesday when we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
We left here, took the Uber cab, went over to Lagunitas, man, right on like 17th and Kedzie. And we got to see their big badass brewing space, man.
And you can't even describe how big this is to people. Like, I've tried to say, like, I think you can fit all of the Chicago breweries inside this brewery. That's including Goose Island and Revolution and everyone else just inside the space, maybe even only in half the space too, but it's huge.
It's scary big. And when you talk about them, so they got these fermenters in there right now. Mind you, the space is only, I would say, what, maybe 1/4 of the way full with tanks, right? Because most of the space is still open.
Yeah, you know?
So the space isn't even full yet, but right now they got all these they got like 5 or 6 fermenters in there. And the fermenters are 750 barrel fermenters. Like, it's crazy. So they're talking about doing anywhere from 600,000 barrels a year to 1.4 million barrels a year out of this location.
Mm-hmm.
And like, goddamn. Yeah, just like a crazy amount of beer. So,
and then right now they only had one of their brewing systems in there. Didn't they say they were going to put a second one in, like, right next to it and mirror it?
Right. So, like, I guess the way they have it, we were talking to somebody there, and the way they have it in Petaluma is that, you know, their space is, they want to mirror that space in Petaluma. Mm-hmm. So, basically, the brew house that you have now, we went on the tour, and, you know, you get to see the tanks, and you get to see how the 500 bottles a second they're going to whip out from this thing, and that's just in the existing brew house. Eventually, they're going to migrate everything and take up the entire space, which is, like, literally the size of, like, 6 football fields. It's huge. they're going to take the whole space and fill it with tanks. So right now that space is open. So that's where we had this party, the Not So Dry Run, where basically there were like stations, I'd say maybe like 30, 40, 50 feet apart, right, where you could get, you know, beers on draft. There was two different stages for bands. And then there was like all these circus performers that are coming around, you know, women dressed in tutus. You know, I saw we saw the lady playing with the flame. She was like flame throwing.
Right. Yeah. Someone else told me about they've gone to parties at the Lagunitas in Petaluma and they're weird parties. So when I was describing this, they're like, yeah, that sounds like a Lagunitas party. I think we're in for a treat as like they continue here and the parties just get stranger and stranger.
The longer they stay, the things just get a little weirder. I remember the first thing when you walk into this place, right? There's like there's smoke machines and then there's these lasers and then they're playing a theme for like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
You know. And then there's this lady, you know, they got these ladies that are dressed in like 50s pinup girls. There's one of her in like, you know, glitter on the side of the wall, just a huge massive portrait of her. And it's just like it's just really fun what they're doing, you know, their attitude. They're not afraid to just be like, you know, this big, wild, crazy brewery. And you know, I think the most profound thing that somebody said, we talked about it a little bit. They were saying that you know, not too many people, you know, leave Chicago, go make their millions in California, and then come back home, you know,
right,
to start a brewery on this scale. You could put this brewery anywhere. You started a brewery on this scale and put it in an area of town that we never really had a reason to go.
No.
So I thought that part's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. And one thing they talked about a lot was the water. I know they mentioned how the water should be on par with Petaluma and just as good. We have Great Lakes here, and because it freezes and gets so cold, it kills a lot of those germs and bacteria, and then, you know, it's a huge body of water, so it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, man, technically it's fresh water, right? Like we live here, so we're like, what do you mean it's fresh water? But you know, I guess compared to the coast, you know, east and west coast, there's salt water. So you know, we're in part of the Great Lakes, that's fresh water, so it is great brewing water. And another thing they said about this party was that so there's going to be a restaurant there. Uh-huh. And apparently, until they fill the space with tanks, it's going to be like a venue, like a concert venue.
Oh, cool.
For like, you know, 400 or 500 people.
And there's no bowling alley going in here,
no
right?
Bowling. I was hoping for a bowling alley, man. But then that was funny because we read it. I forgot who we read it to, but then he's like, yeah, I was telling people there's going to be a bowling alley here. Right. And, you know, we all kind of joked about
Iverson,
it.
Right?
Yeah, Iverson. And then I guess he had Time Out Chicago ran with that, which is funny because, yeah, he was just kind of joking.
So yeah. No bowling alley. No, just restaurant, I think it would be the tap room. That wasn't built out. That's going to be like upstairs though, right?
So apparently this was one of the few times you'll be able to actually walk the brewery floor, the existing brew house that's there, because all the other tools will be given from this, basically a scaffold.
It's like catwalks.
Yeah, around. It's like a catwalk, like 80 feet in the air, and it overlooks everything. So all these tanks that are there already, and then the ones they're going to bring in, you get to see all this get built. And then there's going to be a tap room upstairs. So
I was hoping they'd have that open because, you know, that was that video that got teased of the couch coming to Chicago and stuff like that.
Okay.
But so we didn't get to see that, and looking forward to that opening up and, you know, actually seeing beer getting brewed at Lagunitas.
Yeah. So I think I had a little something, and I had the IPA most of the night.
Oh, yeah. I think I had an IPA and a pils. And so they had, I think, Daytime, right? That's one of their beers.
Yeah, Daytime's good too.
Pils and a little something and IPA on tap or just around for people to drink.
Yeah. And I'm seeing a lot of brewers there, like a lot of the staff that was there that apparently are not Lagunitas guys are like guys that we know from other breweries that are at Lagunitas now. Because I'm like, right, dude, yeah. This is a dumb question. I know you're wearing a Lagunitas shirt and I know you're here, but.
Do you work for them
now? Yeah, like, do you work for them now? Like, they're like, yeah, man, we're coming over here. Yeah. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think they stole everyone away, and everyone else is upset about it.
So that was a really good party, man, and their space is awesome, and I'm looking forward to what they do. You know, in a space like that, it's kind of like the Revolution Brewery on steroids, right? Like, it's
ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then getting up there, you know, it's a little tricky. You can take the Western bus, and that runs, I think, 24 hours. So.
Yeah, I think it's like the Pink Line. I think.
Yeah.
And, well, we kind of freaked out because, like, you know, like 10, 11 o'clock, we're like, okay, this party's great, but it's like Tuesday, and how am I getting home from here? Yeah. So I get outside, and there's like 10 or 12 guys that are thinking the same thing. And we walk, you know, from the Revolution, from the Lagunitas building to the street. And we're like, oh, man, this is no good. I don't see any taxis. But then out of nowhere, man, the Reggie's Rock Bus showed up.
Oh, nice.
So they were running shuttles, apparently, which was right on time. They were running shuttles to Union Station.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they saved the night, man. So I'm like, dude, how are you getting home from here?
All right. I grabbed the Western bus. And
you took the Western bus? Yeah,
easy for me. Just get off at Division there. And so back in Working Park.
Okay. Cool.
So that was a great Tuesday night. That was so long ago. That was a week away. Or a week ago.
Yeah, that was.
You make it to anything else then over the course of the week?
Yeah, so Friday I went to Goose Clybourne. I'm stumbling all over the place here. Mm-hmm. I went to Goose Clybourne for Lance's brewery tour. So Lance is this guy. His name's Lance Rice. And he's autistic. So he's writing a – he's not writing – yeah, he's writing a book. He's writing a book on him going to different breweries around the country.
Oh, cool.
So I had no idea this was going on. So the name of the book is going to be called Lance's Brewery Tour. So I was able to meet his nephew, and mm-hmm. his nephew's helping him write the book. His nephew's from L.A., and what they're doing is they're writing a book and doing a documentary on Lance going to all these breweries across the country. And so they stopped at Goose Clybourne. So John Hall was there. It was always nice seeing John Hall. And then, you know, Goose really – they really went out of their way to have some really special beers on draft for Lance's event. So $30 was the price. And then for $30, you got, you know, access to pours of, like, you know, Bourbon County Coffee or Britannomite, their sour wheat, or their 25th anniversary Flanders, or Barley's version of, like, Foxy Brown. You know, all these really cool beers. And then you got a chance to enter this raffle, which was really ridiculous raffle. So, you know, you got a chance to, you know, get – like some Dark Lord or some BCS proprietors, the coconut, or the one prize that I won a prize that night, but it wasn't the prize I wanted to win. Because the prize I wanted to win, they have a flag that hangs in the brew house at Goose. So they were raffling that off. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was this big, cool flag with the Goose logo on it. And I didn't win that. I did win the bottle of Paradiso from Pipeworks.
Oh, nice.
Which is awesome. So apparently they made that beer with Adam Vavrick, the beer manager. At Benny's across the street there.
Mm-hmm. Beer Adam?
Yeah, Beer Adam. Yeah. For Beer Adam on Twitter, man. Shout out to Beer Adam, man. I like that guy. And then they made a beer with kiwis and strawberries.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Paradiso. So that was pretty cool. I won that, so I'm going to open that, you know, pretty soon.
Nice.
And, yeah.
As you're describing this event and Lance, I feel like I remember seeing a Kickstarter for the making of the documentary about him writing this book.
That's very possible.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can imagine, like, I didn't get a chance to talk to Lance, right? Because, you know, it was, there's a lot of people that wanted to do photos and ask him questions, right? But so I don't know where Lance is from, but one of the stories that stuck out to me was that I was talking to a guy named Ken, not Honey Meanie, right? But another guy named Ken, and he was saying that, let me get it. All right, no, this is what he was saying. He said, hey, I got a chance to talk to Lance. And, you know, Lance apparently has this photographic memory. So he remembers all these details about these breweries. So they were talking about a brewery called the Drury Brewery. And apparently the Drury Brewery in the 1800s was around 18th and Damon. Right? This is a brewery I'd never heard of at all. Mm-mm. So Ken asks him about the Drury Brewery. He's like, oh, yeah, those were Canadians, you know. And those guys, the name lapsed, so they're going to bring it back as a reboot. And not only that, but look out for Ace, you know, apparently, which is another Canadian brewery that was in the same area around the same time. So apparently they had this conversation about 5 minutes about, you know, about the beers and the logos and, you know, and when they came down from Canada, you know, the whole origin of this brewery that I never heard of. So apparently this guy, Lance, this is the kind of stuff he remembers about breweries. He's got this really photogenic memory. So, yeah, so that's the kind of guy he is, even though I didn't get a chance to talk to him. And then Goose really went out of their way to have some killer beers available for this event.
Oh, interesting.
So it was in the old Siebel room.
Okay.
Which sucks, man. You know Siebel. So Siebel's moving to Kendall College, apparently.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So. Yeah. So they want – Siebel wants a bigger space.
Yeah. Understandable.
That makes sense. Uh-huh. Yeah. So they're moving to Kendall College. This is like Halston and Chicago Ave or something.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. So, so a couple things, man. They're doing, they're doing away with that room, as the way we know it. So they're doing renovations to it. So apparently, that room.
Well, they haven't been in that room for a long time at Goose Island.
Yeah.
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 It's been a while.
So they're doing full blown renovations there, to that room and the beer stoop that sits behind it. So if you go to Belden Fest or Style Fest, basically those two rooms.
Okay.
They're revamping those two rooms completely. And so Goose Island Style Fest is moving to Wrigley this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's not going to be on St. Patty's Day, because I think St. Patty's Day and Wrigley, right?
That's, yeah, that's probably not good.
Yeah.
It's two different groups of people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So they're moving it a couple weeks away, so I learned that night. And, what they said was that, I was talking to Nick Barron, and he said what they're going to do this year for Style Fest is they're gonna have the guy who helps install a lot of these breweries. Like, he helped install, like, Three Floyds, and he helped install the brewing stuff at Five Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're really good at welding things, you know, stuff.
So, okay.
Whatever you call those
welders.
Guys.
Welder. They're welders.
Guys that weld stuff. No. So they're having them design a trophy. So this year at Style Fest, they're going to give away a trophy.
Oh, wow.
And the cool part is, every year, the winner of the trophy has to give it back.
Oh, so it's like a Stanley Cup.
It's like a Stanley Cup style trophy.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so.
I've never gone to Style Fest. Tickets usually sell out pretty quick.
Super fucking cool.
And then I could be like, oh, media here.
Right.
But, you know, I don't do that. I didn't get tickets, so I haven't been.
I've been over the last 2 years.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was usually their version of St. Patty's Day, basically. And, you know, I mean, Style Fest at Goose, you know, Goose. You know, they make, you know, BCS is like one of the best stouts ever, you know. So it's just every variant you can think of a BCS, and, you know.
Cool.
It's a good time.
They'll be good at Wrigley. It's a little bit bigger than that back room there.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe more people will get to go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make it to any events, but I did check out the Radler in Logan.
Yeah.
And I finally got to try Flesk.
Really? Beer.
They had two Flesk beers on. They had a Hefeweizen and a Helles. I think their Helles is always on because they're like a German beer hall kind of place.
Exactly.
So that's exciting. So I feel like it wasn't a beer event, but if you're looking to try some of those like really small local breweries, check out the Radler in Logan Square.
I hear that's a cool place, man. I like the Flesk guys. I saw them at that Medieval Times thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one cool thing about the Medieval Times thing. You had guys like, you know, who's a really big cider company? Angry Orchard. And then they're next to, like, Flesk, which is, like, a small brewery, right? And, yeah, those guys are super cool, man. Will O'Brien and his brother, and they have, like, I think, like, Spiteful and Flesk have, like, literally the smallest breweries in the entire state. Like, really small. But they're hanging out some good stuff, man. I like those guys a lot.
Yeah, so I was glad I finally got to try them because I hadn't seen them on tap anywhere else. So yeah. I guess they really can only make so much beer on their tiny system. So right. It might all be going to the Radler at this point.
Radler's like their biggest cap.
Yeah. And the Radler's like right down the door, right down the street from Revolution, and
okay. The
Chicago Distilling Company opened up right there. So really? It's a good drinking strip now.
Like right on Milwaukee there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got to check that out. I've never been to either one of those.
Yeah.
I hear that Atlas is making a beer for the Radler.
The Radler? Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. They're making a beer with Beta Brau.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So Beta Brau makes sense. Yeah, they make all German stuff.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I hear they're making a beer for the Radler.
Yeah, so their tap list was super local, so definitely worth checking out if you're in the area or looking for somewhere else to try some of these hard-to-get beers.
Yeah. Yeah, good call on that one.
Awesome. Well, let's get in. There's a few events happening this week. It seems quiet on the beer front this week, though.
There's
a few.
Yeah, a lot of people are just staying in, you know. It's super cold. Yeah, football season's over. Baseball hasn't quite started.
Right, so there's nothing for people to do. They're like, whatever, I'm sleeping.
Staying in. So this Thursday, February 13th, is the Be My Surly and Sexy Valentine event at Rockwell's. Rockwell's Neighborhood Grill, Tavern and Grill. So They've got four Surly beers on draft. Surly Coffee Bender.
Okay.
Surly Darkness. Then they got Hell and Furious. Hell, I believe, is a lager.
Yeah, it's their Helles lager.
Yeah, it's
right?
Their Helles lager. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they're also doing beer and food pairings there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's from 5 to 11. That's on New Year's Eve, February 13th.
New Year's Eve? Valentine's?
Oh, shit.
It's like, whoa, we're planning way ahead here.
This is Valentine's Day Eve. Sorry about that, guys.
All right, so then Friday. Friday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I don't have any events, but you should take your special someone out if you're not doing that either on Thursday or Friday. You know, take them out sometime over that couple day window there for Valentine's Day. I know it's hard to get a table at places on Friday.
Do what's right. I know you found that beer online that you want to overpay for. You know, do what's right. Take your lady out. It goes a long way.
Lady or boy or
whoever. Take your boy out.
Yeah.
It goes a long way. Buy him that beer he wants online.
Yeah. Then we got a couple of fun events on Saturday.
Yeah. So.
First up is the Polar Beer Fest at Rock Bottom Chicago.
Yeah, so this is the fourth annual Polar Beer, really one of the few consistent, like, straight-up winter festivals, right? Uh-huh. And it's outside. I think it's on the roof, right?
Yeah, a portion of it's on the roof at Rock Bottom. So this is the only time the roof is opened up in the winter for you to go out and, you know, enjoy that cold breeze coming down the street. And they usually have a good amount of beers on tap or for you to try. And there's beer up on the roof, and then there's beer in the banquet hall, and there's usually food as well.
Yeah, it looks like $35 gets you all the beers over there at Rock Bottom, commemorative glass, as well as an appetizer buffet. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a warming area on the second floor.
Yeah, Ken and I went a couple years ago. We shot a Hopcast there.
Yes.
It was a blast. It's a fun festival. Like,
it looks cool. You know, we're a cold weather city. I don't understand why we don't do more outside.
Right, people just don't want to leave their house.
They're like, fuck this, it's cold. I'm like, no, it's cold. Let's party.
It's cold. Yeah, and drink.
Let's drink. So yeah, that'll be a good time, man. That's noon to four on Saturday, February 15th.
Yeah, and I don't think it's sold out yet, so you can definitely get tickets, and you might be able to buy tickets at the door too. Don't tell everyone I said that, but it might be able to happen.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time, mm-hmm. And then the exact same time slot. In Lincoln Park is at Delilah's. Delilah's is the legendary whiskey bar. They're doing from noon to four. They're doing the Vintage Beer Fest. So this is the 16th annual Vintage Beer Fest at Delilah's.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. So they've got over 100 beers. So Delilah's, if you've never been, it's the kind of place where, you know, the owner, you know, I like the owner there, and he's got this. He likes Elvis. So you might see Elvis, you know, dressed as a pink cowboy on one wall, and you might see a velvet Elvis in the back.
Nice. Okay.
You know, Mike Miller. Mike Miller's a great guy. He also owns Bottom Lounge, up, mm-hmm. Not too far from here, actually. Yeah, so this is the 16th annual Vintage Beer Fest. So 1 year we went there, and they had a vertical of Bigfoot barley wine from Sierra Nevada, like 11 years long.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah, like, and this is a serious, like, Vintage Beer Fest. And, you know, and Mike, he's on the microphone explaining, you know, about these beers, how, you know, beer never gets old. It just changes. And he's one of these guys that really appreciates, you know, keeping beer, sharing it with all these people.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really good event for that. In fact, the first time I ever went to Delilah's was for this event a few years back.
Oh,
it's a pretty sweet price point, too. I think tickets are like, tickets are only $20.
And then you get drinking tickets, right?
Right, and then you get drinking tickets with the option to buy more.
Because sometimes, like, a newer beer is going to be one ticket, but a 16-year-old beer might be five tickets.
That's actually a good
point. Kind of how they, I guess, justify not everyone trying all the rare beers first.
Yeah. So
they cost a little more.
And if you get there, man, sometimes what they do is they separate, like, you know, domestics on the first floor and then imports on the second floor, of thing. I would advise you to try stuff from J.W. Lee's. They call it a harvest ale, but really it pours more like a barley wine.
No, okay.
Right? But they have, it's an English style barley wine that they call a harvest ale. And those beers are really good.
Oh, neat.
So,
yeah, I know I haven't gone to this, but there's also the Christmas vintage one as well, where it's just Christmas ales. Do they not have Christmas vintages at this one, or do they like save all the Christmas ones just for the Christmas fest?
Yeah, Christmas is over.
Yeah, so all those beers are put away, so they only have non-Christmas beers.
Yeah, so it looks like here, according to this, it looks like they go regionally, and then they have some that are imports.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got some regional vintages from like Floyd's and Sierra Nevada. And then they got a lot of import stuff from places I've never even heard of. Well, I've heard of Unibrow, but yeah, some of these places like
I'm sure you see a lot of barley wines and quads and triples and stuff like that.
A lot of Belgians, yeah. So if you got nothing going, you should go check out Delilah's. That's usually a fun time.
Right.
That's $20, noon to five on Saturday, February 15th.
And then Atlas is right next door too. So. Yep. If you need to drink more.
If you need to drink more.
Or then, do some bowling.
And they're attached to the bowling alley. So mm-hmm. you can't go wrong there. Yeah. And then Atlas has a full kitchen. So
there you go. There's
you're set.
Saturday.
Yeah. Right there. Done. Saturday. So we just planned your whole Saturday for you. Yeah. You're welcome.
No problem. So we'll take our event fee.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I think that's all we got, isn't it?
Short week this week, man. Yeah.
And I'm almost out of 10 hills here, so I think that's going to wrap up the show. Nick, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they get in touch or reach out?
Absolutely, man. I'm Nicosio on Twitter.
Nice. And if you want to get a hold of me, at BRAD. And if you want to get in touch with the show, it's at Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter. ChicagoBeerPass.com. We post all the episodes there. There's links to iTunes, so you can subscribe, leave us a review. You know, it's always helpful when we get reviews, other people find it. It promotes the show, you know. We're trying to get people to go out and enjoy craft beer and all the beer that Chicago has to offer.
And there is a lot of it. So, yeah, we'll always be here to guide you guys through all these events that are going on everywhere.
Yeah, and then we have a Facebook page. We're posting photos, and I know we took some stuff at Lagunitas and posted that up. And, you know, just when we're out, we'll see something we like and, you know, put it up there. So, like us up there. Thanks for listening, guys.
Cheers.